We'd like to say we're glad to be back house of the Lord tonight. Appreciate the song service. You're going to read with us tonight. You can turn to the book of Joshua, first chapter. I'm going to read some out of the book of Joshua, the first chapter and the 14th chapter, I believe it is. You're going to have to bear with us tonight. We're going to read in several places. But we're going to start in the book of Joshua, first chapter and the 14th chapter. I'll let you know, I ain't got them wrote down, so we'll have to filter through. Book of Joshua, the first chapter, starting with the first verse, says, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses." I'm going to skip down. To about the 12th verse. Now we'll hit the 10th verse. You just I'm trying not to read too much, but we're going to have to anyway. 10th verse. "Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, Pass through the host and command the people, saying, Prepare you victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. And to the Reubenites and to the Gadites and to the half tribe of Manasseh spake Joshua, saying, Remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, The Lord your God hath given you rest and hath given you this land. Your wives, your little ones, your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side Jordan. But ye shall pass before your brethren armed, all the mighty men of valor, and help them until the Lord hath given your brethren rest as he hath given you. And they also have possessed the land which the Lord your God giveth them. Then shall ye return unto the land of your possession and enjoy it, which Moses, the Lord's servant, gave you on this side Jordan toward the sun rising." 14th chapter. We're going to start with the 6th verse. 14th chapter. It says, "Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilead, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite said unto him, Thou knowest that thing, the thing that the Lord had said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out that land, and I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses sware on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance, and the children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years. Even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. Now therefore give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest it in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron for an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And the name of Hebron before was Kirjath-Arba, which Arba was a great man among the Anakims, and the land had rest from war. Book of Judges, first chapter. Now after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked the Lord, saying, who shall go up for us against the Canaanites first to fight against them? And the Lord said, Judah shall go up. Behold, I have delivered the land into his hand. And Judah said unto Simeon his brother, come up with me into my lot, that we may fight against the Canaanites, and I likewise will go with thee into thy lot. So Simeon went with him. And Judah went up, and the Lord delivered the Canaanites and the Perizzites into their hand. And they slew of them in Bezek 10,000 men. Just bear with me. Book of Daniel. First chapter, first verse. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand with part of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God, and he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God. And the king spake unto Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, of the king's seed, and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish, but well favored, and skillful in all wisdom and cunning in knowledge, understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning of the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. Now among these were the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names. For he gave Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, to Hananiah of Shadrach, and to Mishael of Meshach, and to Azariah of Abednego. St. Matthew, the first chapter, starting with the 18th verse. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Second Corinthians, the 13th chapter. Told you, bear with me. This is the third time I am coming to you. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. I told you before and foretell you as if I were present the second time. And being absent now, I write to them which heretofore have sinned, and to all other, that if I come again, I will not spare. Since ye seek a proof of Christ speaking in me, which to you word is not weak, but is mighty in you. But though he was crucified through weakness, yet he liveth by the power of God. For we are also weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God towards you. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. Little John, 2 John. Bear with me. You might not get nothing but a bunch of reading tonight, but I'm going to read it. You just don't know how much I've condensed it. The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, not I only, but also all they that have known the truth. For the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us and shall be with you, with us forever. Grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I rejoice greatly that I found of the children walking in truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father. And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, ye should walk in it. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds. Having many things to write unto you, I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you and speak face to face, that our joy may be full. The children of thy elect sister greet thee. Amen. Revelation, first chapter, first verse. Says the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto you, unto his servants, things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ, and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. That's all I'm going to read, I believe, tonight. So we'll give you a little breather on that. I hope you kept up with them. They're important, but there's about hundreds and hundreds more in there that we could probably read about tonight. I don't know. I really don't. I don't know that I can get around to all what I've got. Tonight, I don't even know that I'll get started. The scripture says here in the book of Revelation that that revelation of Jesus Christ that was given to John, it says, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. Those things that was given unto John, John gave them to us in that of his word. Sent and signified, brethren, sent and signified, meaning that it was a symbolic, it was of signs, but it was declared. It was declared. It's brought forth. Ain't going to get into that. I'm going back to Joshua. It's where I started in reading, and I want to go back here, the Lord being my helper. I've had a song seemingly on my heart for, well, ever since we was in revival last week. Brother Dillard wasn't able to be there. And Brother Dillard had hundreds and hundreds of songs that he had sung down through the years. And he had normally sing this song in the morning services. And I don't know a lot of the words to it, but just a thought that was, he is singing, sort of stuck with me. And it goes something like, if I could help somebody along this way, says, then my living would not be in vain. Then my living would not be in vain. Beautiful song. Beautiful song. The thought that I have tonight has nothing to do with that song, by the way. I don't reckon. Sometimes you get a lot. And I don't know altogether tonight whether we'll get around to what we got or not. But I'll give you the thought that I have. I might give you the thought that I have. And there's a song that goes with it. The song, I don't know about you, the Lord just works for me. I've always said I listen to what people's talking about. I listen to what people's saying. And for sometimes, Lord just gives me a thought. And there's a song, and I couldn't even tell you who sings it, but I've heard it several times here of late. I might mention it to you. This where this thought come from. And it's just a regular thought. You say, preacher, you sure did read a lot. I want to talk to us tonight, just a minute, if I can, about a fit for the times. A fit for the times. I could go all the way back to Genesis. There's not a book in this Bible that I couldn't talk about somebody. Why these particular ones come to me, I got no clue whatsoever. But the Bible said, we know that Moses delivered the children of Israel, and he He died on Mount Nebo, and the Lord buried him. Joshua was the minister of Moses, and he was the man that God put instead of that of Moses for Joshua to lead the children of Israel. Now you go and read the book of Joshua, and I'll be honest with you, I had never given it a whole lot of thought, but Joshua fought battles all his life. All his life. But Joshua wasn't going to fight alone. He had a bunch of young ones. Did he not? He had a bunch of young ones. And he had to get a little stern with them young ones because there's a bunch of them going to stay over there. They had been promised they could stay over there. It's what Joshua dealt with to begin with. He said, your wives and your children said they can stay here, but said, you going with me. You going to fight. You going to fight until your brethren has inherited their lands. Now, I'm going to say this, brother. Them men fought for years. If you think about it. And Caleb come to him, and he said, you remember that Moses had promised me this mountain. Yes, sir. But Caleb, and Caleb said, this, I read it to you. The situation of the people, Caleb knew very well that he didn't wander in that wilderness. He wholly followed the Lord. He said, now they wandered. They wandered. I didn't wander. They wandered. Said, Moses promised me this mountain. Now give it to me. Said, I'm 85 year old. Yes, sir. A fit for the times. You might think this ain't nothing to it, but I'm going to be honest with you. Folks, you think about it. God put men in place, brethren, that could handle the time they lived in. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I wonder what Joshua would do with the people today. I wonder, my friend, if Caleb wouldn't say, I ain't wandering, I'm wholly following the Lord. Yes, sir. Joshua died. You go over in the last book of Joshua and you'll find he got old. He had to turn it over. Had to turn it over. Now, I don't know how old is too old, just to be honest with you. I never have thought about retiring from preaching. Y'all might have me a long time. Huh? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to be like Caleb. Thank God as my strength was then, so is it now. I'm able to go in and to come out as I used to be. Glory! Hallelujah! Bible said, a fit for the times. I don't know. I'm going to give him a
song here in a minute, but a fit for the times. Brother, there come time Joshua was about to die and he turned it over to Judah. Did he not? That's who the Lord said. My friend, he said, I give this land into his hand. And I want you to know that Judah wasn't going to fight alone either. No, sir. I tell you, we ought to be in this thing together. Yes, sir. Caleb over, I can't help it. He said, I brought back the word unto Moses. He said, in that other bunch, brought back a word that melted the people's heart. Yes, sir. Who you gonna believe? Who you gonna believe? You know the scripture is full of men and women alike that God used for the time, my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. When he looked at Joshua and he told him to be of good courage, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. Little did Joshua know how many years he'll have to battle, my friend. What'd you say, Cody? Why me? Reckon old Joshua ever got to that point? I'm in a battle all the time. All the time. Brethren, it comes down to the 24th chapter, and he said, as far as me and my house, we go serve the Lord, folks. Yes, sir. I don't believe them battles hurt him. I believe he found out how good God was. Glory! You going through a battle? Thank God, just hold on to the hand of God tonight. See if he won't deliver you. Yes, sir. Judah told Simeon, his brother, he said, you go with me. He said, and we're going to go against the Canaanite and the Perizzites. You go and help me. And he said, I'll help you get your lot. Yes, sir. Huh? If I could just help somebody along this way, then my living would not be in vain. They lot in that. Lot in that song. Old Dillard, he just had a voice about certain songs. You do the same thing. Fit for the times. I could run on. I could talk about Nehemiah, and I could talk about Ruth, and I could talk about hundreds of others. Then the days of Nebuchadnezzar, my friend, when he overcomes Jerusalem, and that was prophesied. But Jeremiah told them, he said, you're going to be 70 years in captive. Yes, sir, they wouldn't listen. They didn't want to hear it. Brethren, and them prophets prophesied in those times. But Nebuchadnezzar, the very first thing he did, he said, you get all them young men of the princes and the eunuchs. He said, and you set them aside. He said, Let them be without blemish. Listen. Let them be understanding, my friend, and have knowledge of science. All these things. He said, and I want you to feed them. Brethren, my meat and my drink for 3 years. 3 years he was going to do this. He's bringing him a crew. But brethren, he didn't know what he had in 4 young men that wouldn't eat his meat nor drink his drink. And the Bible says that that they rose above all. Every one of them. 4 of them. They had to be hundreds of them men. Do you know that? Had to be. Brethren, but he didn't know the impact it would have on his personal kingdom. I wonder today if Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego lived in our day. I wonder if we'd find them in the fiery furnace. I believe we would. I believe we would stand it for that God had sent them for. Yes, sir. They believed God. They believed in God. Brethren, and their belief in God made a difference to the whole nation. Yes, it did. Nebuchadnezzar was king over the whole province, Jerusalem and all. He'd done overrun it. You know, sometimes you may not understand this, but sometimes there's things that we need ourselves. You ain't gonna like this, but I'm gonna tell you anyway. I don't believe everything about you needs to be shared. Now, there's a lot of things we need to share with one another, but folks, there's some things that's mine, and there's some things that's yours. Don't let it go. I don't think I'm wrong. You search it out for what it's worth. I'll tell you what it says over in the New Testament. The reason I'm saying what I am. He said, hast thou faith? Hast thou faith? Have it to thyself and that before God tonight. Hey, some things belong between me and him. Yes, sir. King Nebuchadnezzar made a trip to Jerusalem way before this. And Hezekiah was king. Hezekiah was a righteous man. But Hezekiah was king. You go over and read about the time that Nebuchadnezzar visited him. Brethren, and Hezekiah showed him the absolute whole everything that was in Jerusalem, right down to the golden vessels. Listen. When Nebuchadnezzar overrun Jerusalem, brethren, he brought them vessels. Yes, he did. He meant to. I don't believe they ever got out of his mind. It mentions it. The king over there couldn't do a thing. Nebuchadnezzar just come in and just took over rule, my friend. He said, and he brought certain of them vessels. They some things. Do you understand? Brethren, there's some things you need to keep to yourself between you and God. Why, preacher? Because it's your strength. You hear me? It's where your power comes from. Yes, sir. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Hast thou faith? Have it to thyself. And that before God. I'm not saying don't share what God does for you and what God does with you, but there's some things that absolutely belongs to me tonight. Yes, sir. Preacher, I don't understand that. Well, I'm going to get off of it, so we'll go on. Didn't cost you nothing. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego wound up in the fire. And the truth of it is, Nebuchadnezzar had feelings for them men. He knowed. He asked the question. He said, is thy God able to deliver thee? Thy God whom thou servest, is he able to deliver thee? He found out right quick that it didn't make no difference. They said, whether he delivers us or not, we are not going to bow. Fit for the times. You hear? Fit for the times. I'm going to tell you something here this night. Brethren, you're just not here to fill a pew. God don't just use me and you, my friend, because we're here today, but these people that needs to stand in this time and in this era. Ain't one thing I can do about 100 years ago. Do you know that? Nothing. More than likely, I ain't going to be able to do nothing 100 years from now. I wonder sometimes, Daddy. I do. Have you ever wondered about who's going to replace you? Oh, preacher, that's getting too deep. I'll tell you what the Lord told Elijah over in that cave. He said, Elijah, he said, you go over here and anoint Jehu to be king. You anoint this other one to be king. Can't remember his name right offhand. And you go and lay your mantle on Elisha, because he shall be prophet in your stead. You fix and leave here. Yes, sir. You're fixing to leave here. Your day's done. Yes, sir. Think about it. Well, preacher, I don't want to think about who's going to replace me. You ought to think about it. You ought to be raising them up. You ought to be leaving little pointers for them. They wasn't a son of the prophet that didn't know Elijah. And did you know they wasn't a son of the prophet that didn't know Elisha was going to take his place? You know some things. Yes, you can. Brethren, you can pray for some things. Believe it or not, God will give them to you. Yes, he will. Did it not say? Did it not say that in the fullness of time, God sent his son? It wasn't in the fullness of my time. It wasn't in the fullness of your time. But brethren, it was in the fullness of God's time. He sent his son. Yes, he did. He sent the Messiah. Were they looking for him? Not many. Had they heard about him? Yes, they had. Yes, sir. You know why a lot of the Jews did not receive him? Because of the manner that he came in. The manner. Meek, lowly, poor. The birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. That what he said? On this wise. Was he not fit for the times? According to the word of God, he was. He come in the fullness of time. I'm just going to be honest with you. God had said and done all he was going to do. There's 400 years of silence. A lot of people don't understand that. But the fact of it is, God wouldn't go and bring any other thing into this world than that he had already said he was going to bring. Yes, sir. And it got quiet. He didn't give no new vision. He didn't give no new prophecy. He had done prophesied all he is going to prophesy. Yes, sir, it come to the full. Did it not? Law and prophets were until John. How many men and women could I talk about tonight that fit the times? Fit the times. And it told exactly Joseph. Joseph was going to put away Mary. That's what he is thinking. Had that angel not spoke to him, he'd have went ahead and done it. But he spoke to him. He said, be not afraid. Because that she's conceived of is by the Holy Ghost. And she's going to bring forth a child. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. Yes, sir. And he shall, what? For he shall save his people from their sins. That's what he come for. Fit for the times. Reckon what Christ thinks about our day. I'm not going to get into all that. I had an elder man to tell me, and we was just talking in general. He said, Randy, he said, there's some people in this world that Jesus Christ himself can't satisfy. He made that statement, and I tell you, I took hold of that. How true it is. How true it is. They, some people, my friend, if they ain't griping and complaining, they ain't living. Huh? There's something wrong with them getting up every day. Some people. Not all of them. I'm glad they all ain't that way. Young ladies, staying with Dillard down there during the day sometimes, and she told me, she said, I got to go. So I leave here. She said, I'm going to sit with this lady. She said, do you know? She said, I went in there the other day and said, I was a smiling and I was a, she said, I just had a smile on my face. And she said something about it was a good day. And that woman told her, She said she told me to go out that door and come back in and wipe that smile off my face. That's what she said. Hey, some folks, my friend, you just can't satisfy. Do you know that? Well, it's biblical. You go to the book of Proverbs, my friend, and it talks about a man that if he found a little silver, he wouldn't be satisfied. He want a little gold, go with him. Is that not right? Is that not right? Fit for the times. Christ didn't haphazardly come into this world. No, he didn't. Paul, not a more fitting preacher, apostle. Not a more fitting. He said that he was one born out of due season, due time. And he also said that he was sent unto the Gentile. Now you'll find Paul, every city he went into, he first went to the synagogue. And most of them wouldn't have him. And then he'd turn into the houses. Yes, sir, of the Gentiles. And they'd bring them. They'd start coming in to the houses, groups and groups, because of Paul's preaching. Yes, sir. You got 1 Corinthians, you got 2 Corinthians. You read about Corinth. I believe that Paul loved the people of Corinth probably a little more than he did any of the others. Preacher, you ought not say that. What does the 13th chapter say? What did I read to you? He said, this is the third time that I'm coming, writing unto you. You know what he had heard? They're still sinning. They're still sinning. What he said? He said, now when I appear before you, he said, it's not going to be well. I'll read it to you. I ain't going to get out of whack here. He said, I told you before and foretell you as if I were present the second time. And being absent, now I write to them which heretofore have sinned. And to all other that if I come again, I will not spare. What does he mean? In other words, I'm going to give it all to you. I'm going to preach you what the Word says. I'm going to give it all to you. That's how much Paul loved the Corinthians. Not that he loved them, I don't guess, any better than he did to others, but it just seems like he had the opportunity to serve the Corinthians. Now, I know tonight, you say, preacher, I don't know what you're getting at. A fit for the times. The Lord's not dealing with us folks about what they done 100 years ago, 75 years ago. I'm going to have to quit because I get into 50 years. I've been around quite a while. So he has dealt with me. Some things about the last 50 years. You hear me? Now, I'm going to be as honest as I know how to be with you. I have seen a vast change in my preaching time. I've seen a vast change. I have. It's changed. But needless to say, I'm one of them that I don't dwell on what all's going on and how things are, because you know why I don't? Because the Lord's still giving me, my friend, I feel like a message for today. For right now. I'm not here, my friend, comparing you to what it was 50 years ago. I'm not doing that. But folks, we're here, and it must be that we're fit for the times, for this time. And there's one thing that we need to rely on outside of all others, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. You put your trust in Him. You follow Him. You see if He, you say, preacher, this world just gone wild. Well, just don't go wild with it. Be sure that we're standing like them four Hebrew young men stood. Just be sure that in our time, Leroy, that we're handling things like Joshua would have handled it. Yes, sir. And folks, I'll be the first one to tell you, I'm not in this fight by myself. No, sir. If we're going to win the victory, my friend, I believe it's going to be wholeheartedly all of us. Now, you might think it a little strange in some things, but I want you to know that we're fit for the time. Little John wrote unto the elect lady. And he talked about her sister. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He wrote in the first John. He wrote all kinds of things about how good the Lord was. Not just how good the Lord was, how much God loved His people. But he first told them how they got there. They is washed by the blood of the Lamb. Yes, sir. That's how they become beloved. And in that second chapter, he talked to them on several different items. Second John. And then third John, he got right back to the elect lady and her children. Think about it. Fit for the times. Fit for the times. I hope you got something out of it. That's going to be it. I'm going to finish with Revelation. John the Revelator. John the Revelator was not out of time. The book of Revelation, it says, even the title says, The Revelation of St. John the Divine. Now, I know it encompasses a lot, but in that title, there's no S. John's not talking about revelation after revelation after revelation. He's talking about the revelation. One. The first verse tells you, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. Now, folks, I don't know about y'all, but these terminologies in this first chapter, my friend, ought to tell you a little bit about what's going on. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ of all things that he saw. Did you know that John could not tell anything, brethren, that he had not saw? He saw some things. God had showed him some things. Did you know you ought to just shout the heavens down when God shows you something? Huh? Yes, sir. When he reveals it to you. When he gives it to you. Now, I said something a while ago. Might be hard to understand. But there's times, brethren, that I get a hold of the word of God, or it gets a hold of me, and I can't let it go. And I just get to wanting to. I do. I get to want to. You know what I want to do? I want to deliver that. You know what the Lord says sometimes? Not now. I mean, you going to give me this and not now? Seriously. He said, not now. And they, some of them, Cody, that he said, not now, they ain't never. And every time I read them, I think about it. Well, now's the time. Not now. I don't understand, but he does. He does. John the Revelator could not show one thing that the Spirit of God had not revealed unto him that it was time to do so. Fit for the time. Fit for the times. You ladies sitting around here, you are not your mother. Men, you're not your dads. You're not your granddads. Old preacher, my granddaddy could just plow the old plow. You're not your granddad. We got a young man going to preach to you Sunday morning, Lord willing. His dad was pastor here. And his dad had a granddad that was a preacher. I was appreciative of the fact to know his granddad. He's a different kind of preacher, is all I can say. He had a voice, brethren, that it just cut your heart. The Lord done it. I know who done it. But Josh or Caleb, either one, don't preach like him. Not a bad thing, but they're not their granddad. I said, you're not your mom, you're not your dad's. Brethren, whatever they had was theirs. And they tried to share with you what God gave them. Now, hear me. It's me and you. It's our time, brethren, to share all we can with them that's coming up. But I'm going to say this. While we're sharing all these things and trying to get these young people to see all these things. Don't you forget, brethren, there's men and women alike sitting in this congregation that needs exactly what God gives you. Yes, sir. I ain't dead. I still need it. Don't you, Steve? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm not running off steam that I had 40-something years ago. No, sir. No. Started preaching when I was 21 years old. God's been good to me. He's blessed me. He has. He. Brethren, and by His blessing, I'm standing before you tonight. Yes, sir. And by His leadership, I'm standing here. Yes, sir. And brethren, I feel responsible to preach you what God gives me tonight, fitting or unfitting. Somebody needs it, Rick. Somebody needs it. I ain't depending on them that's coming on. No, sir. We need to show them. We need to help them all we can. Mike, but brethren, I need some help. Don't you? What we're here for? I like to leave in a different manner, not come in. Sometimes that's worse. Just a fact. Sometimes I preach things I don't want to preach. You know what? I have to eat them too. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So don't forget about us. Huh? Don't forget about us, folks. I'm going to be just like Judah was. Simeon, come on. I need you to help me to run old Canaanite and Perizzite out of here. Yes, sir, we need to overcome them. And when we get them overcome, I'll go with you, my friend. We'll overcome your enemy. We need some strong. That's the reason Joshua wanted Caleb to go with him. He knowed Caleb. Rather than he don't, he followed the Lord. Yes, sir. These things that I might not battle too good, that you might be an overcomer. Do you know that? It takes us all. It takes us all. It takes every one of us. Brethren, if you can't come to visions and revelations, and I can, and God let me share it with you, I'll do it. But brethren, if God shows you something and you think, well, it ain't my place, you better share it. I might need it. Do you know that? I might need it. Joshua needed a little help. Brethren, and he got it. God told him he'd never forsake him. How lonely is it sometimes if it's just you and God? Preacher, you've lost your mind. No, I ain't. No, I ain't. Brethren, we need each other. Yes, sir. What did he tell the people before they ever crossed Jordan? He said, you prepare. You prepare you victuals. Brethren, you get ready. We fixing to go across this Jordan. And at that time, that Jordan was swelling out the banks. Them people had no clue how they was going to get across. Joshua told them, he said, them priests go bear that ark. And he said, don't you lose sight of the ark. Well, he told them, Brethren, don't lose sight tonight of the goal that God's given you. Fit for the times. I don't know who sings this song. That's a message. I hope you got something out of it.